put in the frame, and then quilt it.
Uh-huh. You know, I guess that's a lost art. Nobody quilts anymore.
I never yet.
Used to be a quilting bee.
What they call a quilting. Some woman would have her quilt all pieced up out of scraps in different forms, different shapes. Mm-hmm. And they'd all go over and help me so-so quilt her quilt. And they'd dip her snuff.
Yeah, sit around.
And sit around and talk and visit. And
excuse me.
That's me. I just pick my foot up.
Yeah. The ice cream social.
Yeah. They'd all have a good time, I imagine.
I remember those when I was a boy. I guess I just got in on the end of a lot of these things. I don't remember quilting bees, though. I came too late for that.
Well, was you ever what they call a long-time log rolling?
No.
I've been to a log rolling in Kentucky. You take a man that they cleared up the land there. They went in there and sawed it and got it all in shape. Then they'd all call a big log rolling. And they'd have what they call hand spikes, and these folks would try out their power and who could lift them up. And hand spike was about 6 foot long, and it's bigger in the middle, and nice hold out on there. They'd push it under that log, fill the wood back under there, and they'd carry these logs and pile them up. They had them cut to where they could carry them, and they'd pile them up and put some loose brush on them, set them fire, and burn them up.
Oh.
And that's what they call log rolling. And uh-huh. Everybody have a big feast, have a little something to drink, and if anybody got topsy, they had nothing to do with it. No more. He wasn't invited no more.
Huh.
But if he could just take his drink and go on like a man ought to.
What a good system.
But then they wouldn't have anything to do with the man. If he got a little too much, why, they didn't invite him anymore.
It's a social occasion.
Social occasion.
You drunk, stay away.
And they help people, they help one another that way.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'd have one here, you know, and this other boy down here, he'd have his land all dirt up, we'd all meet down there, take care of his, swap off. Mm-hmm. That way we'd get our logs all piled up, where we need a little help. Mm-hmm. Have a good time, too.
And get the work done. There's a lot to be said for that system, too.
That's right.
Nobody's out for anybody.
We don't, nowadays, we don't help one another anything like we used to.
Yeah.
Well, in other words, we don't need it like you used to.
Yeah, that's right. We don't ask for it. We don't expect it.
Modern machinery. We've got everything modern nowadays. Well, we didn't know what to do with a modern house when I grew up. We didn't know what it was. We didn't know what a telephone was. We didn't know what electric wire was. We didn't know. There's lots of things we didn't know.
I guess that telephone was quite a thing.
I've had a telephone out there ever since I put one in here, I guess 40 years.
Streetcars. Did they have streetcars in Claremore?
Never did have streetcars in Claremore. Never did.
Huh.
But they did have streetcars in Scobey, you know that, but they've cut them out, I believe, now.
They had them in Nowata, too.
Yes, I believe they had them in Nowata. But I'm confident they've never had a streetcar in Claremore, because I've been to Claremore, 66 years ago. Uh-huh. This coming fall, 66 years since I was in Claremore first time. Huh. They didn't have nothing like that there. Then. Of course, Claremore, first time I was in Tulsa, it was 1901, and I don't believe there's 500 people there then.
Hmm. I've seen pictures of them. It's
Sepulpa was where they had the division, the roundhouse in Sepulpa. Mm-hmm. I expect your history to prove you that.
That was a big city, wasn't it?
That was a city. It was quite a bit larger than Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
And they drilled some wells up there, and there's a few oil men got back up, and they seen something coming, and it started building. Mm-hmm. I've been in Tulsa when all that stuff that's under now was just cattle country there.
Huh. Oh boy, if we only had foresight.
That's right. If we didn't know enough to a fellow like me and moved into a town like Tulsa and bought you a little piece of land or Claremore, why, you'd been all right.
My grandfather used to take things over to Chicago from Western Michigan. He had, I don't know what he was doing, but my father tells a story that he went over there with two teams of oxen.